Ray Crone spent 10 years in an Arizona prison after being sentenced to death for a crime he didn't commit. He was later freed by DNA evidence and is now touring Wisconsin campaigning against the death penalty. Crone believes that as many as 5% of America's death row inmates are actually innocent.
So I was able to meet with some of these guys and just their feelings, certain things that they said that touched me the way I felt. I believe at least probably 5% of the people in there are absolutely 100% innocent.
But death penalty advocates say cases like Ray Crone's are actually very rare. John McAdams is an associate professor of political science at Marquette University.
It happens not very often. Crone is one of either 14 or 15 people who have actually been let off death row or exonerated after being on death row on the basis of hard DNA evidence.
McAdams says most of the people who were on death row and later exonerated were let off on procedural or technical grounds, often, he says, by liberal judges. And he says that in many states that have the death penalty, like Indiana, the legal requirements for a conviction are much higher in capital cases, making it unlikely that innocent people will be executed.
You're going to get much higher level of due process, much fairer treatment than you would get if all you faced was just life in prison.
But for Ray Crone, who spent years on death row, just one wrongful conviction is too many.
Would you like to have your son be executed? Your wife, your daughter, if it happened to your family, would it make a difference in how you felt about it?
Wisconsin voters will decide the fate of the advisory referendum on the death penalty on November 7th. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.